Right now, we turn to ESPN Broncos reporter Jeff Legwald. He joins Chris Carlin and Jeff Dickerson this afternoon here on Game Day. All right, Jeff, where do we stand right now with the Broncos and what they're planning to do to help Drew Lock?
Well, Chris, I think you said it. I think at least early in the draft, they're going to look awfully hard to help their quarterback who will be in his first year as a starter whenever things get going next season. But I think they'll look to try to move up if they can. And I think wide receiver and tackle are most likely the picks if they get their chance.
As someone that reads the Leggy 100 from start to finish every single year, I see Mekhi.
I apologize.
No. That is some good stuff. I see Mekhi Becton as your eighth overall prospect, Leggy. So, you know, the report comes out yesterday that he was informed that he had a positive drug test at the combine. We're not sure what the drug was or specifics or anything. What will that do to him, do you think? Will that make him fall?
You know, Jeff, I'm not getting that indication. Now, often people won't give you the full story right at this point, but I do know he has spent his, and will spend this week even, some of his last video calls with teams addressing this. He's sort of tried very hard to frame this as not an issue over the long haul, but he is going to have to explain it and has been asked to explain it in his recent video thing. But I think overall, I don't think it greatly impacts where he gets picked. Some of it is just the construction of the board. After the first four tackles, there is a bit of a gap there. So if you need one and you want one who can sort of walk in and start, you're probably going to have to do it pretty early in the first round. So I think that does help him in a general sense, but it is something he's going to have to explain again this week as he goes through his final calls.
ESPN Broncos reporter Jeff Legwald joining us on Game Day here on ESPN Radio. Chris Carlin, Jeff Dickerson. Okay, so here are the Broncos, as you're talking about, looking at tackles early. They sit at 15, and the consensus has been that after Mekhi Becton, after Anthony Thomas, Andrew Thomas, I should say, after Tristan Wirfs, after Jedrick Wills, that there's a bit of a fall off. And generally, in a lot of the mock drafts we've seen so far, Jeff, they have been gone by about the 11th pick. So would you be of the thinking that the Broncos are going to consider trying to move up to get one of those guys? Or if they're not there, it's find another way to help Drew Lock?
I think they will try to move up, Chris, but I also think in the end, Elway has not always been willing to sort of go all in on a trade in the draft, giving up, you know, where you just give up that draft value chart total because you don't care. You just want the player. You don't care how the trade looks or adds up. They've done trades where they've come out slightly on the downside in terms of the draft value charts, but they haven't done a trade in his tenure where they've been just totally it leaned the other way. And I think that's what it takes to move up, frankly, because if you're moving down out of the prime real estate of the first round, you have to sell your owner that it's okay and that you got enough in return to do it. So that often takes a trade that doesn't quite make sense really on the surface. So I think they'll try to move up, and if someone's willing to do sort of a semi-balanced deal, they'll do it. But they also need a wide receiver, which is the best thing to need in this draft this year. I mean, Emmanuel Sanders finished second among the wide receivers on the team in catches last season, and he didn't play for him after October. So they have a need at the deepest position in the draft. So including the first round, any pick you have this year for any team, a wide receiver will be among the best players available.
Leggy, what about corner? I know the Broncos trade for A.J. Boye. You know, Chris Harris is now gone. He's in Los Angeles. You know, I covered Bryce Callahan. Nice player. Got some good money, but a lot of health concerns there. So where's cornerback in terms of the hierarchy of the Broncos' needs?
JD, you hit it. I mean, that's probably the third position, I would say, you know, tackle, wide receiver, corner. And frankly, that they're, you know, wide receiver and corner may be the real value of the board at that point, if especially if all four of the top tackles are gone, you know, and it's just a matter of then, you know, what corners do you like at that point? You know, Okuda from Ohio State and Henderson from Florida are probably gone, but if for some reason and some miracle, if Henderson fell, he's certainly a player you'd grab it at 15. And then after 15, you know, it gets a little thinner in that spot in the first round. But, you know, Jeff Gladney from TCU, A.J. Terrell from Clemson, those are all guys I think are first round worthy. Now, you know, they worth 15. You know, I don't know what every team has those guys slotted, but there is value at corner to be had if they need it. You're right. And, you know, until Callahan plays for them, he didn't play at all last year. So until he plays, he's a question mark in my mind.
ESPN Broncos reporter Jeff Legwell. Jeff, appreciate the insight, man. Enjoy the draft this week.
Oh, thanks, fellas. Take care now.